Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County approves fiscal year 2023 audit after delays, highlights financial management issues. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Commissioners have approved the fiscal year 2022-23 audit, concluding a challenging process. According to the Gillette News Record, Bennett, Weber, and Hermstead, who conducted the audit, presented at last week's commissioner meeting. Commission Chair Del Shellstead, who described the audit as a nightmare, expressed his gratitude for the firm sticking with them for the last 30 years.
Makes me think that one of the reasons you guys are not doing our audit anymore after this is because of this mess.
The audit revealed several financial management issues, including unadjusted accounts and incomplete bank reconciliations.
Yeah, every time we tried to have oversight over this, we had pushback. Every single time. Yet we get to take the brunt of it, and I think that's tragic.
With a new finance manager and administrative director now in place, the county hopes to prevent future delays. The 2023-2024 audit will be conducted by a new firm from Utah. The commissioners aim to improve internal financial controls. With general election just 2 weeks away, key information for voters available. With early voting already underway for Wyoming's general election, it's crucial to know where and who you'll be voting for. Voters can use the Wyoming Secretary of State's new tool at letsvotewyo.org to find their polling place and view sample ballots. Polling locations will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th. Wyoming residents who meet eligibility requirements can register to vote in person on Election Day, though it may take extra time. Be prepared and check out sample ballots to see key races and statewide initiatives. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.